Welcome Edition.
Good afternoon. It's 4:30 and 59 degrees in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Leanne Akers.
And I'm Chaz Jenkins.
You know, I have a patient here that I'm really concerned about. Did you see them to evaluate them for medication?
The former director of the Moorhead State University Health Clinic is speaking out against proposed changes.
Interstate 64 is closed down in both directions in Carter County.
A Lexington mother is facing charges after police say she overdosed in a car with her infant.
One man is dead following a deadly crash in Laurel County.
A local nonprofit is holding an auction to raise money for victims of domestic violence.
In sports, the Eagles face the Redskins in Monday Night Football.
Bud Luke has the stock report.
We should see frost later this week. Stay tuned for an extended weather forecast after this news.
Former director of the Moorhead State University Health Clinic says moving the facility would be a disservice to students. Dr. Brenda Wilburn retired from MSU in 2014 after spending 20 years at MSU. She currently works at the clinic one day a week. Wilburn says after finding out the clinic may be closed, she is concerned that students may have to wait longer to get appointments at St. Clair.
They can walk into the clinic in between classes or even leave class early to come over for and be treated, not be away from campus so long, and get same-day services.
Wilburn says that if the clinic on campus is closed or relocated, 12 of its 16 employees will be let go. The clinic has more than 10,000 office visits per year, not counting the off-site physicals and immunizations such as seasonal flu shot clinics at various locations throughout campus.
Interstate 64 is shut down in both directions from exit 181 to exit 172 due to a tanker truck overturning. Emergency crews responded to the wreck at 1:30 p.m. around the 179-mile marker. They closed both westbound lanes immediately and diverted traffic to U.S. 60 West. Kentucky Transportation Cabinet District 9 spokesman Alan Blair says I-64 will be closed for quite a while.
What we're telling people is the interstate could be shut down for the next 4 or 5 hours, at least through school dismissal times and the evening rush hour. So people need to make some alternate travel plans if possible.
Two separate single vehicle accidents were also reported around the 168-mile marker, one eastbound and one westbound. Another wreck at the 154-mile marker this afternoon also has delayed traffic on I-64.
There will be frost on northeastern Kentucky's pumpkins by Thursday morning. That's the prediction of a forecaster for the National Weather Service office in Jackson. According to Haug Klingenberg, a major cold front from Canada is moving into the area with rain on its front edge and chillier temperatures right behind it.
Tomorrow, it will be a little bit cooler. Looking at upper 50s, lower 60s, the bigger drop, more noticeable drop, will be as we head into Wednesday for high temperatures. It's not going to be long-lived, though. We're warming up again on Thursday already, and by Friday, probably well into the 60s for a good part of the area.
According to Klingenberg, temperatures around the area should be in the 50s the next couple of days, with the low overnight Wednesday dropping into the 30s.
The Florida County Commonwealth's attorney alleges a Logan County lawyer engaged in forgery and fraud during the course of a criminal case in Florida County. According to EKB-TV, Commonwealth's attorney Brent Turner claims Chapmanville defense attorney Ben White affixed Turner's electronic signature to a bogus court document in an attempt to thwart the terms of a plea agreement. White has been representing Paul Hayes in a drug case. During plea negotiations, the key sticking point was what would happen to Hayes' 2002 Jaguar, which had been seized by the sheriff's office. The two sides eventually agreed it would be donated to a church or charity. White allegedly showed up with a tow truck at the Floyd County Sheriff's Office presenting a document purporting to be an order to surrender the car to the Prestonburg Church of God of Prophecy, where Hayes' uncle is pastor. Turner says in the motion that White's actions amount to a flat-out lie and a forgery and fraud upon the court. He's asking Floyd Circuit Judge Johnny Ray Harris to uphold the terms of the plea agreement, but to give the car to the sheriff's office to dispose of as they see fit.
A mother is facing charges after police say she overdosed in a car with her infant in the back seat this morning. According to WKYT, Lexington police responded to a Speedway gas station on Winchester Road near East 7th Street, where they found a woman slumped over the steering wheel. Police told WKYT the child is less than a year old and was released to his father. The woman was charged with endangering the welfare of a minor and possession of a controlled substance.
Police say they found a Kentucky robbery suspect hiding in a trash can. Lexington police say officers found 23-year-old Raymond Jones in a city waste bin Friday. He's charged with first-degree robbery and giving an officer a false name, along with an unrelated theft warrant. Police say they responded Friday afternoon to an armed robbery at a Metro PCS store. An employee said a masked man with a black backpack pointed a gun at him as he approached the counter, demanding cell phones and other items. Witnesses told police the man fled on a bicycle. Police say they found Jones in a waste bin on the curb, and his backpack with the stolen goods was in a recycling bin. Jones was taken to the Fayette County Detention Center.
One man is dead following a car wreck last night in Laurel County. According to WKYT, 64-year-old Paul Thomas was struck while walking along the edge of Lily Road, just south of London. No other details have been released about the incident, and it remains under investigation.
A man is facing firearms charges after an incident in Portsmouth, Ohio, Saturday. According to WSAZ, 23-year-old Michael Lawson is charged with firing a gun within city limits after they say he was target shooting uprange from a neighborhood. Dave Gilley lives in the area. He says he was playing guitar outside his house when bullets began whizzing by his head.
There could be kids out here playing like any given day, and I thought, wow, this is serious. Some crackpot up there taking shots directly into the yard.
Nobody was injured in the incident. Many communities have laws forbidding the discharge of firearms within city limits. If you have questions regarding these laws, contact your local police.
A Kentucky lawmaker has pre-filed a bill that would allow street protesters to be charged with a crime while granting motorists who run into them criminal and civil immunity. WMKY's Logan Pemberton has that story.
The Lexington Herald Leader reports the bill proposed by Representative C. Wesley Morgan would charge street protesters with a Class A misdemeanor punishable by up to a year in jail. Similar legislation known as right to drive bills have popped up throughout the nation, however none of them have become law. The American Civil Liberties Union has fought against right to drive bills in other states, arguing that cities and counties already have the authority to prosecute people who intentionally obstruct traffic. Right-to-drive bills have gained notoriety after the death of Heather Heyer in August during the Charlottesville, Virginia protest, where she was struck by an Ohio man after he plowed into a crowd of protesters. For WMKY, I'm Logan Pemberton.
We'll have more local news after this.
Support for MSPR comes from the Innovation Launchpad at Morehead State University. The Innovation Launchpad provides education, collaboration, and infrastructure for new or startup businesses with consulting services, financial planning, workstations, meeting, and conference rooms. Located at 149 East Main Street in Morehead, the Innovation Launchpad seeks innovative visionaries who want to start or grow their company, facilitate partnerships, and create jobs. More information at moreheadstate.edu/innovation. The Kentucky Supreme Court Justice is calling for pay raises and redistricting of the state judiciary system. Spectrum News Peer Politics reports that circuit judges in Kentucky make around $124,000 a year, which is near the bottom nationwide. Chief Justice John Mitten says this prevents many top attorneys from seeking a judiciary position and has made many of the current judges feel discouraged and undervalued. Mitten told lawmakers on the Interim Joint Committee on Judiciary that the state also needs to look into redistricting the current court system.
There are some critical needs across the state where the system is overburdened and our citizens are not getting access to justice that they are entitled to have.
The Kentucky court system hasn't faced redistricting since 1893, which Mitten says contributes to the problem.
Kentucky's children have experienced, on average, more adverse childhood experiences than other children nationwide. An adverse childhood experience, or ACE, can be the death or incarceration of a parent, witnessing or being a victim of violence, or living with someone who has a drug or alcohol problem. Martha Davis is with the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation. She helped lead the study.
What we're seeing in Kentucky is that 53% of your children under 18 have had at least one adverse childhood experience. So this is significantly higher than the national average.
The report says those experiences can increase the risk of smoking, alcoholism, depression, and other illnesses or unhealthy behaviors.
A local nonprofit is hosting an online auction to fundraise for victims of domestic violence. Doves of the Gateway is holding its annual online auction through November 2nd. Andrea Gibson is the outreach coordinator for Doves. She says several different items are up for grabs this year.
We have a huge gift box full of MAC makeup. We have casino packages. We have a lottery basket, tickets to different types of sporting events. We have UK basketball tickets. We have a Yeti cooler. So we pretty much have something for everybody.
Gibson says bids can be paid via PayPal, cash, or check. To see the items up for auction, visit dovesofgateway.org. Doves of the Gateway serves domestic violence victims in Rowan, Boat, Morgan, Montgomery, and Menifee counties.
The final phase of a $1.1 million upgrade to the athletic complex at Rowan County Senior High School should be completed by this week or next. Workers are getting ready to put striping on the new running track surrounding the artificial turf surface that was laid earlier this fall on the football stadium's playing field. According to the district superintendent, Marvin Moore, all of the recent improvements made to Paul Ousley Stadium will make it a first-class facility.
We don't have to take a back seat to any school district in the Commonwealth, and we want our kids to have the same opportunity of any other student in the state. And we just like to provide these facilities for our kids because the bottom line, that's what it's all about. It's about students and student-athletes, and that's why we call it a multi-purpose complex.
The stadium also got a new drainage system and fencing. The facility will be used not only by Rowan High's various athletic teams, but also by its marching band. The community will have access to it when it's not being used by the school.
The Montgomery County Public Library Board is reviewing an offer by a local man to put a veterans memorial in its new building. Greg Stone of Mount Sterling says he's been looking for a place to honor his county's veterans for the last 13 years. Stone thinks the front of the library would be a good place for his long-hoped-for project.
I'd like to go in and just when the entryway, not into the library itself, but the hallway, and put the names of all the veterans. We want to do a little small black square 1x12 plate and then have a golden name on it. We're just strictly putting names. I didn't want to put general or lieutenant or, you know, private first class. We just basically wanted their names.
Living or deceased veterans who resided in Montgomery County for at least 7 years will be eligible to have their names on Stone's veterans plaque. He says the project won't cost the library or local taxpayers any money, noting several groups have already offered to help pay for it. Stone says his late uncle, who died in 1949 while delivering supplies during the Berlin airlift, inspired him to find a way to honor those from Montgomery County who've served their country.
Raceland City Attorney has resigned. WMKY's Brandon Smith reports.
James Lyon says he is quitting the job that he's held for the past 25 years. According to the Ashland Daily Independent, Lyon turned in his letter of resignation on Friday. He cited a dispute with the city council. Lyon says he's upset about a unanimous 6-0 council vote to eliminate 2 part-time and 3 full-time positions in the city's water department and a part-time position in the main office. He had advised them to keep those jobs. Raceland Mayor Mike Wilson says he's not surprised about Lyon's resignation. Wilson had hoped the attorney would stay on, but understands why he quit. Lyon says he's already been offered new positions from other public entities, adding he enjoyed serving the city of Raceland. Reporting for WMKY News, I'm Brandon Smith reporting.
Looking at the weather tonight, light rain early, partial clearing overnight, low of 47, chance of rain at 40%, Tuesday showers in the morning, then partly cloudy in the afternoon, highs near 55, chance of rain at 40%, Tuesday night mainly clear skies, low of 39, Wednesday partly to mostly cloudy, high of 51, Wednesday night a few clouds, low of 38, Thursday a mainly sunny sky, highs around 65, Thursday night clear skies, low of 47, and on Friday generally sunny despite a few afternoon clouds, slight chance of an afternoon shower. Highs around 60 degrees. Taking a look at the listening area temperatures, in Winchester, 59 degrees, Lexington, 60 degrees, Inez, 57 degrees, Flemingsburg, 59 degrees, Ashland, 58 degrees, and in Moorhead, it is currently 59 degrees.
On our feature segment today, a new study finds that smoking rates in the Commonwealth are not declining as dramatically as in other states. Mary Sherman has the story.
Kentucky is part of a tobacco nation, a nickname for the dozen states where smoking rates are the highest in the country. A new report from the Truth Initiative, a group established as part of the 1998 Tobacco Master Settlement, highlights the swath of contiguous states that are bucking the national trend of a substantial decline in smoking. Robin Koval, who heads the Truth Initiative, says such a significant portion of the country shouldn't be left behind as national progress is made to curb tobacco use.
We're talking about 20% of the population, 66 million people, 13 million young people. That's the equivalent of the UK or France or Thailand, if you were thinking about it almost as if it were its own nation.
The report says 22% of adults in tobacco nations smoke compared to 15% in the rest of the U.S., lighting up almost 500 more cigarettes each year. About 1 in 4 Kentucky adults smokes regularly. Research shows the tobacco epidemic has a disproportionate impact on people at lower income levels. According to the report, tobacco nation residents aren't as well off financially as the rest of the country and generally suffer poorer health outcomes. Koval adds the smoking rates in these states are some of the highest in the world.
Worse than the Philippines, worse than Indonesia, and in a country with the best resources, financially, scientifically, healthcare resources, shame on us, really, for allowing that to happen.
In the past two decades, the report shows the states that make up Tobacco Nation have received just over $31 billion in payments from the Tobacco Master Settlement for prevention and control efforts. But the money is often diverted by state legislatures for other priorities. Hundreds of thousands of preventable deaths are attributed to tobacco use, and Koval says these states are not doing enough.
The tobacco industry is a very strong force still in our country, spending lots of money on marketing and, of course, on lobbyists. And many of these states just don't have the ability to resist all the efforts of the tobacco industry.
Kentucky is 50th among states in the America's Health Rankings report for the percentage of adults who smoke. This is Mary Sherman, Kentucky News Connection.
It's 447 and 59 degrees here in Moorhead. I'm your Mountain Edition host, Leanne Akers, here with Chaz Jenkins, and we're so glad that you've joined us on this soggy Monday afternoon. Braxton Howard has sports in 30 seconds.
Thanks for making Moorhead State Public Radio your choice for regional news, information, and entertainment. Your support helped make our fall fundraiser and membership drive a success. If you missed your chance to call, use our secure pledge form found under the Support Us tab on our website at wmky.org. Thanks again for your support.
Diggles and Skins. Good afternoon for WMKY Sports. I'm Braxton Howard. In Monday Night Football, the Philadelphia Eagles will look to defend their number one spot in the NFC East against the Washington Redskins. WMKY's Xavier Atkins reports.
In leading the Eagles to a 5-1 record, second-year quarterback Carson Wentz has already thrown for 13 touchdowns. Wentz will look to take advantage of the Redskins' secondary, which will be without starting cornerbacks Josh Norman and Bashaud Breeland, who are out with injuries. The Redskins will also be trying to take advantage of a banged-up Eagles defense. Cornerback Ronald Darby and linebackers Jordan Hicks and Michael Kendricks are listed as questionable for the game. Philly, though, ranks first in the NFL by allowing just under 66 yards a game rushing. For WMKY Sports, I am Xavier Atkins reporting.
Cincinnati Bengals coach Marvin Lewis isn't very happy with the play of his team in their 29-14 defeat Sunday in Pittsburgh. The Bengals had only 179 yards of total offense for the game, while quarterback Andy Dalton was sacked three times and also threw three interceptions. Cincinnati's defense also missed several key tackles. Lewis says his 2-4 ball club needs to play more consistent.
I think every time you come out here, this is a different thing. This is the National Football League. You got to just keep playing, and whatever happens, we just got to play through. So I don't know that there's a point where you're through something or other. We just got to play. When you play in a good opponent, we have to play. Play in and play out.
The Bengals return home to face Indianapolis on Sunday. The Moorhead State football Eagles got a big weekend win. Lawson Page threw for three touchdowns and rushed for another in MSU's 29-26 homecoming victory against PFL rival Stetson on Saturday. The victory also snapped a three-game losing streak for Coach Rob Tenier's Eagles.
Very pleased with our timely play. Had some guys step up and say, make some really, really huge plays today in crucial situations. And a lot of our young guys, also on both sides of the football, are really starting to get locked in, understand their role, and made some big plays for us throughout the game.
Page's 15-yard touchdown pass to redshirt freshman Landon Hurst with 30 seconds left to play got MSU over the top. At 3-5 overall and 2-3 in the PFL, the Eagles visit Valparaiso Saturday in conference action. The Kentucky football team is dealing with Saturday's embarrassing 45-7 loss at Mississippi State. The loss dropped the Cats to 5-2 on the year with a matchup against rival Tennessee at Kroger Field coming up this weekend. Head coach Mark Stoops says he's excited to see how his team bounces back.
I believe in this football team. I believe in this staff, and we'll get back to work. You know, it's 5-2. It's not a good showing. It's not acceptable. And time to put it behind us after this press conference, and I got to go and meet with the team, and we'll put it behind us, and can't wait, really, to be honest with you, to get in that meeting and get on to our preparation with Tennessee.
Tennessee rose into Lexington at 3-4 on the year, but 0-4 in the SEC. The Round County football team has made the Class 4A state playoffs following last Friday's 13-6 win over East Carter. First-year head coach Kelly Ford calls the win massive for his guys.
I mean, it was a good win for the program, and kids are very excited to get the opportunity to practice for two more weeks and get in the playoffs.
The 3-7 Vikings will travel to 6-3 Scott for the first round of the playoffs on November the 3rd. Major League Baseball's World Series begins tomorrow in Los Angeles with the Dodgers hosting the Houston Astros. This year's American League title continues an improbable run for the Astros, which started when manager A.J. Hinch took over the ball club after it lost 92 games back in 2014.
When I got here, no one talked about winning. And that was one of the first things that Altuve told me in my office, that he wanted to win. And that represented what the next step was for this organization, and obviously in 2015 we got to taste it a little bit. 2016 we had some disappointment. 2017 we're going to the World Series.
Two left-hander aces will be on the mound for Game 1 in the Fall Classic. Dallas Keuchel will pitch for the Astros against LA's Clayton Kershaw. Talking about the Eagles' preseason practices, Morehead State men's basketball coach Preston Spradlin says his team is coming along. MSU features a roster with 10 new players, and Spradlin says those guys have been competing hard in practice and also doing a lot of learning.
Understanding what the level of play you've got to have here at the Division I level and how hard you have to go and how consistent you've got to be with that stuff. And so overall, we've been pleased with it, considering, you know, that we do have 10 new guys and are inexperienced. But we've got a ways to go, but for where we're at, I think we're in a pretty good spot.
The Basketball Eagles will face Kentucky next Monday in the Kentucky Cares Classic at Rupp Arena. All of the proceeds from the game will go to help those impacted by recent hurricanes in the U.S. Finally in sports, some notes from the NBA. After firing head coach Earl Watson just three games into the season over the weekend, the Phoenix Suns sent former Kentucky guard Eric Bledsoe home from today's shoot-around and announced that he will not play in tonight's game against the Kings after he tweeted yesterday, quote, "I don't want to be here." Bledsoe claimed today that the tweet was about him being at a hair salon. Also, Cleveland Cavaliers guard J.R. Smith has pleaded not guilty to a traffic ticket alleging reckless driving and excessive speeding from earlier this month. And Warriors point guard Steph Curry is still waiting to hear from the league if he will be suspended for tonight's game after he tossed his mouthpiece towards an official in Saturday's loss to the Pelicans. That's sports for WMKY. I'm Braxton Howard.
Support for MSPR comes from MSU Athletics, online at msueagles.com. Men's basketball plays UK in the Kentucky Cares Classic in Lexington at Rupp Arena, 7 o'clock p.m. on Monday, October 30th. Proceeds support Team Rubicon to assist recent hurricane and wildfire victims. Tickets and more information from the MSU Eagle Ticket Office at 783-2386 or online at msueagles.com.
Good afternoon from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons. This is Bud Luke with your closing financial markets report for WMKY. U.S. stocks fell from record levels as a decline in GE shares weighed on investor sentiment. Wall Street was also gearing up for the busiest week of the earnings season, and at the close, the Dow Industrials were down 54.67 at 23,273.96. The S&P 500 was down 10.23 at 2564.98, and the NASDAQ Composite was down 42.23 at 6586.83. GE was down over 6% as Morgan Stanley lowered its rating on GE to a sell rating and at the same time cut their price target to $22 from $25 a share. Hasbro was the second worst performing stock in the S&P 500 today, falling 8.5% after the company warned of weaker holiday season sales due to the bankruptcy of its largest customer, Toys R Us. The NASDAQ was weighed down today by weakness in Amazon, Netflix, Facebook, and Alphabet, as all fell. And as mentioned, investors are bracing themselves for the busiest week of the earnings season. With about a third of the S&P 500 earnings season over, it's off to a good start with 73% of companies having beaten on both the top and bottom lines. Investors this week will be looking forward to earnings from such Dow heavyweights as 3M, Caterpillar, and Boeing. In the commodities markets, oil was up slightly to $51.87 a barrel. Gold was up 0.3% at $1,284.30 an ounce. In Europe, stocks were up just slightly, with the Stock 600 index up just under 0.2%. In the Far East, markets were pretty strong today on the re-election of the Japanese Prime Minister Abe, with the Nikkei up 1.1% and the Shanghai index up 0.1%. Among Dow industrial stocks, the best performers were Walmart and Nike, and the worst performers were GE and McDonald's. In the S&P 500, the best performers were Seagate Technology and VF Corporation, and the worst performers were Arconic and Hasbro. Turning now to stocks of local interest, it was Ashland Global up 10 cents at 66.83, CSX down 40 cents at 54.12, AEP down 4 cents at 73.94, AK Steel down 5 cents at 6.14, Marathon Petroleum down $1.14 at 56.35, and Community Trust Bank was down 90 cents to finish at 49.80. Reporting for WMKY, this is Bud Luke from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons.
Morehead State University has many points of pride, including the MSU Police Department, recognized with a 5-year certificate of accreditation from the Kentucky Association of Chiefs of Police. The MSU Police Department has received the award 5 times since 1997. The award recognizes high levels of professional standards, effectiveness, and professionalism. The MSU Police Department, one of MSU's many points of pride. Major in you at Morehead State University. Learn more at moreheadstate.edu.
Taking a look at the weather tonight, light rain early, partial clearing overnight, low of 47, chance of rain at 40%, Tuesday showers in the morning, then partly cloudy in the afternoon, highs near 55, chance of rain at 40%, Tuesday night mainly clear skies, low of 39, Wednesday partly to mostly cloudy, high of 51, Wednesday night a few clouds, low of 38, Thursday mainly sunny sky, highs around 65, Thursday night clear skies, low of 47, and Friday generally sunny despite a few afternoon clouds, slight chance of an afternoon shower, highs around 60 degrees. And it is currently 59 degrees in Morehead.
Taking a look at some events in your region, the Gateway Regional Arts Center is sponsoring a zombie walk in downtown Mount Sterling on Saturday, October 28th. The walk begins at 7 p.m., followed by Zombieland at 8:30 p.m. at the Montgomery County Library. The event is free and open to the public.
Dr. David Oyen and Dr. Thomas Pappas will present a bassoon and oboe faculty recital at 5 o'clock p.m. on Sunday, October 29th. The program will be presented in the Duncan Recital Hall of the Baird Music Building at Morehead State University. Admission is free and the community is invited.
A blood drive sponsored by the Kentucky Blood Center will be held at the Morehead Walmart from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Friday, November 3rd. Donors must be able to provide a photo ID, be at least 17 years of age, or 16 with parental consent, weigh at least 110 pounds, and be in general good health. Every donor will receive a free T-shirt. That's going to do it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. We had help from Chuck Moraz, Braxton Howard, Sean Delaney, Kyle Blankenbuehler, Logan Pemberton, Brandon Smith, and Jack Caudill. With our feature segment today, Kentucky News Connections, Mary Sherman. This is Morehead State Public Radio, WMKY Morehead, and translator W202BH in Inez. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. For Chaz Jenkins and all of the MSPR News team, I'm Leanne Akers for WMKY News. All Things Considered is coming up next. It's 5 o'clock.